Shalom Aleichem. This week's parsha is, of course, Parsha Shmos, and the haftarah for Parsha Shmos comes from Yeshayahu Perek Chof Zayin and Chof Ches, primarily a little bit from Perek Chof Tes at the end of the haftarah. What's interesting to note is, of course, the haftarah connects to the Golos in Mitzrayim, and the Golos in Mitzrayim is the primary focus of Parsha Shmos. There's another focus, which is the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu as Nevi Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu as the Goel. And in the Sephardi tradition, the Kriya of the Haftarah comes from Divrei Yirmiyahu, which is about the appointment of Yirmiyahu Hanavi, and all the parallels there between Yirmiyahu Hanavi and Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a point that Moshe Lichtenstein makes in his Sefer Netivei Nevuah. When we think about the Haftarah the way Ashkenazim read it, from Yeshayahu, Perek Chof Zayin, and Chof Ches, so there's really two different stories. Perek Chof Zayin is a perek of optimism. It's a perek of Habayim Yashreish Yaakov, Yatzitzu Barach Yisrael, meaning that there are going to be new roots that are struck, there are going to be flowers, we are going to spread out to the entire world, Hakmakas Makeu Hikahu, meaning that those who strike us, the equivalent of Mitzrayim, who made us suffer, they are going to suffer, and they're going to suffer Besasa Abishal Chatri Vena, they're going to suffer in a Mida Keneged Mida way. Yasa'a is a measure, Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure, just like they made us drown, they're going to drown, etc. The basic idea of Chelak Aleph of the Haftarah, of Perek Chof Zayin, is that there is a degree of optimism that there's going to be a geula. Of course, tucked within this optimism is a chait that Klal Yisrael did, lo yakumu asherim b'chamonim, the chait of Avodah Zarah trees, those sun worshippers, etc. But nonetheless, the theme of Perek Chof Zayin is a theme of genuine optimism, and it concludes, Perek Chof Zayin ends with the very famous two psukim relating to the comparison between the Golos in Ashur and the Golos in Mitzrayim. By Yom Hahu, Yachbot Hashem, Mishibolos HaNahar Ad Nacham Mitzrayim. Nahar refers to the river of Paras, which refers to Ashur. The Ribbono Shel Olam Yachbot. Yachbot is just like when you want to knock fruits off a tree. So you bang the tree so that the fruits come down. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to bang Ashur and Mitzrayim, and then we are going to gather things up. This is the one occasion in Tanakh that the shofar, so to speak, not the one occasion, this one of the rare occasions that the shofar is something that the Ribbono Shel Olam blows. And uvo ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur v'nidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim, and then those who are lost in Ashur and Hanidachim Beret Mitzrayim, those who are captured in Mitzrayim. Rav Rivlin, the Mashkiach of Karen B'Yavne, points out that there's really two different types of Golos. There's a Golos that's represented by Mitzrayim, a Golos that Klal Yisrael ends up being separated from the people. Klal Yisrael ends up in Eretz Goshen. Basically, they're separated, and it's terrible suffering. We ended up really hurt from that. But that Golos, we're still Nidachim, we're still pushed away. However, in Ashur, we are ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur, we get lost. To some extent, there are certain types of golios where Klal Yisrael loses its identity. Klal Yisrael melds into the society around us. To a certain extent, the golos of Ashur was that type of golos, but in both cases, there's going to be a redemption. The end of Perek Chof Zayin, there's going to be a redemption. Vishtachu la'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim, that everyone will come, the Ribbono Shel Olam, bow down in Yerushalayim. So Perek Chof Zayin is a perek of optimism. Tucked away, you have a little bit of the Avera that caused the Golos, but primarily it's a perek of optimism that will be a Geula. Perek Chof Ches has a slightly different focus. Perek Chof Ches is more about the chataim that are done. In this case, the chataim of Ephraim that were done, and the suffering that happens because of those chataim. However, the chataim that are done over here are chataim of hedonism. The pasuk says, "Ateres geus shikorei Ephraim," right? You are drunk. Ateres geus. There is a haughtiness, a crown of haughtiness that you're wearing, and you are drunk. You are geishmanim halume yayin. You are full of oil and fine wine. And the psukim speak about how you're going to really suffer because it's Duraglayim Teramasla. You're going to be trampled. And the trampling happens because of this hedonism, because of the pursuit of pleasure, etc. That's what the Navi speaks about. The Navi says that the redemption will happen, that the crown of the Ribbono Shel Olam will come to replace the crown of Ateres Ge'ilus Shikorei Ephraim. Ribbono Shel Olam, as we know, Hashem Molech Ge'ilus Harbeish, but the real crown will end up the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bayomahu Yah Hashem Tzvakos, La'ateres Tzvi, Utsiras Tifiras, Tifarel Sha'ar Amul. Basically, this Perek Chavches speaks about how Klal Yisrael is engaged in hedonism, even the Nevi'im, even those who are supposed to be teaching the children Torah, they are also pursuing pleasures, and as such, it doesn't work. This is a terrible hate, right? Kohen v'Navi shaguba shechar nivlu min hayayin, right? The Kohen, the Navi, the religious leaders, they're also engaged in hedonism, and that's why we end up suffering. That's Perek Chaf Ches. Chaf Zayin is about a future, it's optimism. Chaf Ches is basically you're going to suffer. In Chaf Zayin, the sin is a sin of Avodah Zarah, but nonetheless is optimism. But the sin of hedonism, the sin in Perek Chaf Ches, that sin just ends up being suffering. The Haftarah concludes there with two psukim from Perek Chaf Ches of Yeshayahu, where basically, lo ata yevosh Yaakov, v'lo ata panav yechabaru, you're not going to be embarrassed, you won't suffer, you're going to see yeladav, hiber oso yeladav, masei yadai, bekirbo, yachdishu shmi, bekdishu tzadosh Yaakov, v'zolkei Yisrael ya'aritzu. Eventually, we're going to recognize kedosh Yaakov, we're going to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then that will be part of the ultimate gedula. So these are some of the themes in the Haftarah of Parashas Shmos. Have a good Shabbos.